I don't know about you, but when I'm prospecting, I sometimes get, in fact, I quite often get people who make some assertion or other, negative assertion or other, based on some misunderstanding. You know, the kind of thing they might say, oh, that's one of those pyramid schemes, or nobody makes any money out of that, or, you know, oh, that's selling, I could never do that. They're not actually asking a question, so we can't handle it like we would handle a question. But we need to handle it. Now, the simple fact is, they're wrong in what they say. And we know they're wrong, but they believe they're right. So if we just say, look, you're wrong when you think like that, the likelihood is we're going to set up an antagonistic rapport with them, and it's not going to lead anywhere in a prospecting sense. And so we need to handle it with a degree of subtlety. And I learned a technique for handling these kind of assertions really early on in my networking career. And it's a really simple, straightforward way of handling these negative assertions that means that you can actually win the person over to be open to looking at your way of looking at things. The technique's called feel, felt, found. And let's say somebody says to you, oh, that's one of those pyramid things. My response would be, you know, I really know how you feel, because I felt exactly the same when I first came across this. But I did some research, and what I found was that these days there is a massive difference between network marketing, which is a growing industry, a legitimate industry, one that's backed by governments and economists. There's a real difference between legitimate network marketing and the old-fashioned pyramid selling. But I did need to do a bit of research to do that, and I'm so glad I did, because having done all the research, it's meant that I've been able to build a successful career on that. But I do know how you feel. So what we've done is contradicted what the person said without it feeling like we were contradicting them. Because what we were contradicting was something we once thought, we once felt. So the first thing is to say, I know how you feel. Stephen Covey says, seek first to understand and then to be understood. We have a craving to be understood. And so by saying, I know how you feel, you are making sure that you're building a relationship with somebody by letting them know that you understand where they're coming from. And then you can further build on that by saying, because I felt exactly the same. And so you're building this rapport, the person's feeling, well, you know, that's straightforward. You felt exactly the same. And then you go on to say, what I found was when I did my research, or what I found was when I spoke to people. So it's simple progression from feel, felt, found. I know how you feel. I felt the same, but this is what I found. Or if you didn't personally think the same as the person you're talking to, or feel the same as your person to, say, I understand how you feel. Many, many people feel exactly the same when they first look at this. But what we find is, when we do our research, so what you're doing is encouraging the person to do some research. Feel, felt, found. It works for every negative assertion. Oh, that's all about selling. Oh, I know how you feel. I felt exactly the same when I first came across it. But I looked into it, and what I found was, actually, it's about genuinely recommending things you like, not about selling at all. It's about just being sincere and honest, and you can build a business on that. Or somebody might say, those things never work. You know, I know how you feel, because I felt exactly the same when a friend of mine approached me about it in the first place. But I went along and met some people, and what I found was it works for loads and loads of ordinary people, hundreds, thousands of people it works for, and who are earning decent incomes, in fact, some substantial incomes from the business now. That's why it's really important to take a proper look at it. You could follow up feel, felt, found by saying, look, as I said, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that, but I really think you should have a look at it, because if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. You've heard that before. So you can link these different conversational modules together to really have a powerful conversation. I've discussed this in the context of having a face-to-face conversation with somebody, but of course the process works exactly the same if you're having a Facebook interaction on personal message with somebody or a text message interchange with somebody. All the communication channels can benefit from these subtle and expert ways of communicating. Hope you like it.